of the program. Bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Roll right into your phone calls and then to a very bizarre question about libertarianism. But first we go to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was wanting to talk about the Gene Ray interview you guys had.
Gene Ray, the man behind TimeCube.com. He is a friendly but crazy old man who believes all kinds of nutty things. If you go to TimeCube.com, you will have some idea of what we are talking about. But it's basically the longest, most rambling, bizarro website you've probably ever seen on the Internet. That's Gene Ray in a nutshell. Your comments, sir.
When you guys interviewed him, you guys had a caller who called in and said that a cube has six sides.
Yeah.
And Gene Ray did not like that at all.
He gets very upset at that question.
Well, I went and looked at the YouTube videos that the Australian guy who killed himself made.
Yes, Gene Ray's follower, his name was Cubehead, and he had his own website at cubicao.tk.
Yeah. He called himself the second wisest human also.
Yes, he did.
In that video, I swear I heard Gene Ray say that a cube has six sides.
Well, I'm sure Gene Ray gets lost in all of his madness and is, you know, somewhat inconsistent at times.
Yeah.
Aren't we all?
Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring that up. It was very strange, and his granddaughter is very gorgeous. That's actually the reason why I looked it up.
And he wanted to see if she was hot.
There's lots of pictures of hot girls on the Internet, by the
way.
Yeah. But another thing is the Photoshop. I just want to beg any listener who has skills with Photoshop to get the picture of Ian having sex with a horse up as soon as possible, because whoever did the one where the picture with Ian and Julia where they took off Ron Paul's face and put it on Julia's.
I haven't seen this one yet. Is that on the Photoshop forum and on the BBS?
That's where I saw it, but I went back and I don't think I saw it there anymore. It's somewhere on there.
I like the one where they took Julia's face and put her on a bikini model picture. That was nice.
And there's also the one where they had Mark. They put Mark's face on that guy, that surfer guy.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
that's a picture of me from the beach.
Just quickly, I have one question. What would happen if Ian got arrested for not paying taxes?
That's
what happened to the show?
That's a good question. Well, that's one of the reasons why we have multiple hosts on here, so others could take the reins and continue on Free Talk Live. That's one of the reasons why it's not the Ian show, because it's not a show about one personality or another. It's a show that allows people to call in and talk about anything, and hopefully the personalities will be generally liberty-oriented. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. Certainly a possibility for the future, but hopefully not so probable. But yeah, Mark, you're certainly equipped to take over the program. Julia is trained in how to operate all the technical stuff behind the scenes.
Yep.
And as more time goes by, we'll have more people trained to run that technical stuff in case something bad happens to her too. So
yeah, I just have so little interest in those blinking boxes and all that computer stuff that you do, and it's so important. I mean, our podcast listeners, you spend close to an hour every night doing the podcast after the show's over, and I, you know, God, that would be a chore for me.
Yeah. In fact, that reminds me, I've got to get in touch with Gardner and some of our other co-hosts, because Julia and I are going to be going to the radio talk radio seminar coming up in a couple weeks, Mark, and that's going to mean that you're going to have to do a couple of shows by yourself.
Yeah, I'll take care of getting the co-host for that.
Oh, will you?
Yeah. And besides, if I did the show by myself, you know it would be better anyway.
Which, by the way, means that those of you who are listening via podcast will probably be SOL for a few days.
Yeah, we're not going to put up a podcast until Ian gets back.
I'm going to have to come back and spend like 3 hours working on
it. I can record the show.
Yeah.
Beyond that,
So the show will be crippled for a few days while we're out of town, but we will do it live still.
But there's always, the archives on the Internet. There's a year's worth of programs
that
you can listen to.
That said, though, Mark, some of our listeners are all caught up, and they will be jonesing. So what can you do, you know?
Well, there's enough podcasts on the Internet that they can go out there and find something else. Gardner Goldsmith has his show up.
That's true.
You can go to, what is it, Liberty Underground to hear...
Liberty Radio Underground.
Liberty Radio Underground.
All right, so, but don't go away for too long, because we'll be back days later. And this has to be done. You know, we got to go to these talk radio conferences to schmooze with the bigwigs, though I am considering cutting back for next year. That's still something I'm debating about, just because I hate traveling to Washington, D.C. Just an awful, awful place. Rather go to the one in New York City. Anyway, 800-259-9231, continuing with your calls. Dennis in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Evening, guys.
Hey, hey. What's on your mind?
Well, okay, the other day there was a caller that called in, Frank from Oregon, and he was basically complaining that there's not enough going on in New Hampshire. Like, you guys are reporting about stuff, but nothing's going on.
Well, this was the guy that was comparing the Free State Project to the Ron Paul revolution and claiming that the FSP is doing nothing.
No, wait a second. What he was doing was he was chastening Ian for suggesting that people's activism going to Washington and marching on Washington was completely ineffectual or whatever, his perception. And he was comparing and contrasting some activism that Ian likes to activism that Ian dislikes. So, in all fairness, if Ian hadn't have gone out and insulted somebody's activism, it would have never come up.
I didn't insult it. I never gave my opinion.
Yeah, Ian would never insult anybody, right?
God knows. Your opinion can't be insulting.
At any rate, I just wanted to point out that there is a lot. You kind of mentioned this again, that stuff is going on, but it's behind the scenes, and it can be sometimes hard to know about.
Right.
And that kind of thing is one of the reasons I set up my little website, the Free State Blogs, just to let people know what's going on. Thank you. I mean, I don't really do any work.
It's good because
people post stuff.
It syndicates all kinds of interesting content from around the state of New Hampshire. Different blogs that are doing different things are all brought to the same place at freestateblogs.net.
Yeah, and I think the idea is that the Free State Project will start to pick some of those up, and they're talking about it, but that's what they do. But I wanted to point out some things that are going on that people just may not know about. And I think the biggest one, of course, that I think is the biggest thing because I'm involved with it, is the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Yes, I believe I mentioned that during that particular call.
Well, specifically, it's the fact that the Liberty Alliance reads every piece of legislation that comes before the legislature and scores it to know, like, how libertarian or not libertarian it is and why. And then furthermore, takes those and turns them right back around and gives it to the legislators. So when they go in to vote, every week when they go in to vote, they get that piece of paper that says, this one is pro-liberty, this is anti-liberty, and why? Like,
I think that's an amazing amount of effort that is unprecedented in this country, and if not around the world. I mean, who else is doing this, Dennis? Anybody?
Well, here, to the best of my knowledge, nobody. And here's the thing. Sometimes people come to me and they say, ooh, can I snarf the code that you guys used to do that review? And I say, you know, here's the code, but the problem is we have 100 people that are reading the bills.
Wow.
One of which I am.
Sometimes one of which is Mark. And, you know, each person only has to do a few. They don't spend a whole lot of time on it. And, you know, many hands make light work. And what I tell them is, you know, here's the code. Now you just need at least 50 activists willing to actually read legislation.
You can't find 50 activists to show up to a Libertarian Party of Florida convention. I mean, let alone 50 people to actually sit around and read a bunch of boring legislation.
Oh, some of it's not boring. Some of it's like once you realize how this stuff works, it's like, oh my God, this guy's a slime ball. Mm. He's redefining what a dead person is. Oh my God. They're funny that way. That plus, you know, other stuff going on, the fact that our legislature is so accessible and we really are able to train people to become lobbyists. I mean, it sounds bad, the word lobbyist sounds bad, but I think we are developing a pretty effective lobbyist group, and they're a liberty lobby. You know, we always talk about, oh my God, the lobbyists have all the power. Well, we're developing a liberty lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And any day at the State House, there's at least an NHLA member out there.
It's a volunteer lobby. They're not paid members or anything.
Exactly. It's completely unpaid. It's people willing to take time out of their lives to present the liberty argument
right
to these little committees and stuff like that. And
I think that when I was down in Florida, Dennis, there was not one instance in my history of volunteering and working with the Libertarian Party down there, not one instance where anybody ever said, hey, we need to go to Tallahassee to do some activism. Just didn't happen. And it's happening all the time here.
I would ask people, maybe you found a liberty-loving rep in your state. Well, how many are there? Do you know? Does anyone know?
Hang on, Dennis. Bring it back. You got more points. 800-259-9231. Really laying it out there. All the wonderful things, just a fraction, actually, of the wonderful things happening here in New Hampshire. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
American needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away. So enjoy those on us. And they, by the way, include the archives, the updates, the live streaming, all kinds of stuff, all totally free. FreeTalkLive.com. Plus, you need to know that the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. That's this year at Porkfest. you'll be able to learn how Free State Project early movers are already making a difference, as well as expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. In fact, you'll be able to meet people like Dennis, who is on the line with us from New Hampshire. Dennis, you're back on Free Talk Live. In fact, you're telling us about some of those things that the activists are doing in New Hampshire, that much of it is unsung, much of it is behind the scenes, unseen, and it's also very, very effective and very unusual in the world of liberty activism.
Well, of course, it's unseen to people who are not in New Hampshire. To the state reps, I think they're starting to feel like, damn, these liberty people are all over the place. Which is fun.
Yeah.
One of the other items I wanted to point out that an earlier caller had mentioned was, you know, whoop-de-doo, you got one guy elected into the state house, which I still think if it was just one guy, would be pretty cool. Pretty insanely cool.
Right. It would be cool because, you know, the one thing that the caller wasn't taking into consideration in that particular instance was, well, the Free State Project just picked its state in 2005, is that right, or 2000?
Been a handful of years, not very long.
Something like that. And you have to be a resident of New Hampshire for 2 years before you can even run. So some guy moved here and 2 years later managed to get elected to the House of Representatives.
There wasn't a whole full slate of candidates running in that election. It's not like we got handed a whole bunch of defeats. There weren't very many candidates.
It hasn't even kicked in at this point. We haven't gotten 20,000 signers yet. People aren't required to move by their commitments.
That's right. The only people who were able to run the last time there was an election back in 2006 had moved literally within months after the state being chosen. Like, they were prepared to drop everything and move, like, bam, like that.
Now, being a relatively politically active dude, Dennis, are you hearing rumblings about people gearing up for a possible 2008 run since we've had more people here longer now?
Oh, yeah, we have, and quite a few. I know of at least half a dozen people that have already filed that are FSP members, but I know that a lot more have just not filed. It's going to be more than that. Now, we had at least, and there could be more, but I know personally 8 people who ran back in 2006. 6 of them ran as Republicans, and the fact is every one of those people, they got slaughtered by the backlash against Republicans basically because people were PO'd about Iraq.
Right.
What do you think is going to happen this time out? Because the Democrats that got elected back in that election have since proceeded to drastically increase the New Hampshire state budget, as I understand it, and pass all kinds of new government programs. So are you expecting there's going to be like a double backlash against both the Democrats and the Republicans? How's this going to play out, Dennis?
I don't know. That is the big question. I mean, that is the $10 billion question. If the Democrats continue to hold on to the entire slate, if they hold the House, the Senate, and the governorship, I think it's going to get uglier before it gets better.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I personally believe the Democrats are going to continue to hold on because
people hate the war.
Yeah, right? they just do. And unfortunately, people are just largely uninformed about issues, and you know, it mostly is Republican bad.
Well, some good things that we have going for us, and this could really go either way. I mean, on the downside, the Democrats, what they have is money, and they have a machine. I mean, they have a political just juggernaut because, from what I can tell, the Democratic Party in other states is looking to score a win here. Like, we turned New Hampshire into a Democratic state, and they're just dumping money into the machine. So for them, it's, you know, hey, whatever.
Did about twice as many people turn out for the Democratic primary than the Republican primary?
You got it. You got it. They have the machine. They have the get-out-the-vote, as they call it. But the flip side is, and this is, I believe that the Stand for Liberty will happen in the House of Representatives in the state of New Hampshire. They got rid of straight-ticket voting. New Hampshire no longer has straight-ticket voting. You can't just check the R or check the D. You have to go down and say, I want this guy, and this guy.
That's not that much harder, though, than they just check all the R's and all the D's, right?
Oh, you'd be amazed. People are lazy. The number of people that are actually going to go down and check all the R's and check all the D's, what they're going to start doing, I believe, is they're going to look at names that they know. Oh, I know this guy. I've heard of that guy. I've met this guy, and it really
matters. It really does matter. That's how Arnold Schwarzenegger got elected to the governor of California. People, unfortunately, there's just too many people out there that think that I've got to go vote. It's my civic duty. And they don't know a damn thing. Mm-hmm. And they shouldn't be voting for dog catcher, let alone who's going to be the governor of the state.
So it really is the case that, people who are motivated, because a lot of the Democrats didn't even expect to get elected this time. We had to make a new grade in the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. We previously had a grade of incomplete for we didn't know, people weren't voting enough. We had to make a new grade called dereliction of duty because so many of them got elected. They didn't expect to get elected. They thought they were just padding out the full ticket.
Right.
If they got elected, they couldn't go to the state house. So they're dereliction of duty.
Well, I think that's great. I think more state representatives should be encouraged to not show up, because I'd rather have them not show than
vote against
freedom.
Well, suffice to say, most of the ones that are dereliction of duty, they were basically Democrats who got swept in with the it doesn't mean that there aren't any bad, there are good Democrats out there.
Good-ish.
Just that by and large, if you look at the average, the ones who are voting against the Constitution are almost entirely on the Democratic side of the ticket. So it's a big deal.
We certainly have our work cut out for us, both on the political side of things and in the market-based activism that we're seeing here in New Hampshire as well, including some civil disobedience. In fact, at a meeting just the other day, people were engaging in illegal gambling at just a regular old get-together, Dennis. So the people are out of control here in New Hampshire. They're rolling dice without government permission. It's really just a lot of fun up here. There's all kinds of different things for people to get involved with. So if the political stuff floats your boat, there's some really amazing things going on. And Dennis, you're at the forefront with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Where can people go online to learn more about that?
Thanks, that's nhliberty.org.
It's a good website. You guys have a bustling forum there that is relatively new. Probably you're still looking for more participants there. And you can help from afar. You can contribute a few bucks and get signed up to the forum and kind of keep an eye on things and see what's going on.
Right. Well, thanks. Evening, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude, and the update. Always interesting to hear what is going on from the political viewpoint, because I myself am really tired of politics, really tired of it. I find it pretty ineffective. But what these people have been doing here in New Hampshire...
Right, they're actually getting things done.
Right.
Is that happening in your state? I mean,
it wasn't happening
that,
in Florida.
Is liberty being advanced in any way, shape, or form in your state by some kind of organized group? Because I know what the answer is. It's no.
No. I'd love to be told otherwise.
And, and people can talk about how effective the Free State Project's been up to this point. And, I have a plan to make it significantly more effective in this next year. That's just a teaser.
Don't let the cat out of the bag.
I'm not going to tell you anything else. But only 500 people, are here. And how many, 250 or so have
about
moved?
About that has moved, yeah. About that. So it's only just beginning. And the results from those 250 people have been tremendous. We really are getting the best of the best activists, and they're all moving away from your state, and they're coming here to New Hampshire, because it makes sense. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Todd in Michigan, your calls about anything, and the bizarre question still to come. It's Free Talk Live.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tactio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tactio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tactio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Free Talk Live, you bring up anything, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. They include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you free at freetalklive.com. So we go right back into your phone calls. Coming up, a very bizarre question, one that we've never, I mean, we've heard a lot of the same questions over and over again over the years, Mark, about Liberty.
Sure.
This one is a new one. We'll get to that. But first, we go to Todd in Michigan. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to ask you guys what are your thoughts on Murray Sabourin's run for U.S. Senate in New Jersey. And now he's supposed to brand himself as a Ron Paul Republican. I know Ron endorsed him. My concern about him, and I've read his platform points on his website, and there's one important issue that's missing from his site.
What's that?
And that's the war.
Hmm.
And the one interesting thing that a lot of people aren't taking into account is, well, exactly what is he going to do about the war? I mean, I've heard that he is against the war. Well, that's nice. That's all well and good. But what does he plan on doing about it? Does he plan on getting us out, or is he going to keep us in? Is he in favor of a troop surge, or is he against it?
I mean, so you're referring to
that issue is a deal breaker for a lot of people.
Just to bring the listeners up to speed on this, you're referring to a candidate, Murray. Is it Sabourin or Sabourin?
Sabourin, I believe.
Murray,
yeah,
Sabourin.
MurraySabourin.com.
Who is getting a lot of press from the Lou Rockwell blog. Now, in the world of libertarianism, the Lou Rockwell blog is probably, or the Lou Rockwell website, LouRockwell.com, is one of the most popular, if not perhaps the most popular libertarian website out there. And it is generally very, very pro-freedom, very anti-state, very principled place to find news and information. And I spend a good amount of time sort of monitoring the blog because there's all kinds of interesting things that pop up there. And I've seen this guy's name pop up over and over again. So he's definitely got the Lou Rockwell people behind him. I believe that he's like a friend of Lou or something like that. I don't know too much else about the guy besides the fact that Lou Rockwell's been pimping him like crazy. And he has gotten this Ron Paul endorsement. Now, I don't understand why Ron Paul would endorse somebody who doesn't fall into line with him on, his anti-war viewpoint. I mean, Ron Paul had been asked several times in many interviews, well, Ron, if you drop out of the presidential race, will you lend your support to whoever the inevitable candidate is? And he would always say, well, no, unless they all of a sudden adopt my viewpoint. And so I can't see that Ron Paul would endorse someone that wasn't of that same viewpoint. But I don't know. You know, like you said, it's not on his website, so who knows? And interesting that you called about it tonight because I think someone from his campaign called me today. I don't remember the guy's name, but one of his campaign staff called to ask if we wanted to interview him on the air. And I said, I'm sorry to tell you this, but we just don't do that. We have guests on the show occasionally. It's not a guest-based show. And if I have one libertarian candidate on the air, and I don't know, maybe he's running as a Republican. I don't know what he's running as. But if I have one liberty-oriented candidate on the air, inevitably all of them are going to be calling me saying, hey, you gave Murray Sabrin an interview. Why don't you interview me? I'd love to talk about my platform and where I want to take the party and blah, blah, blah. Look, this isn't just to let anybody who's listening that's running a campaign out there, we're glad your candidates are running.
Excellent.
Okay.
We are trying to prepare a foundation for you to run your campaigns on. We're spreading the news of liberty.
Right. What we are not doing is Candidates Corner, where every single candidate gets to call in and spout off the reasons they're running, what's so exciting about their campaign, what makes them different from the other competition. And, you know, it's not Candidates Corner. It's not anything to focus on candidates. This is a show about issues. Now, of course, if Sabrin wants to call in, then I can't stop him from doing that, certainly. But I told his campaign, look, if there's something newsworthy that's happening, let me know. If he gets arrested or something like that, let's talk.
If he does some civil disobedience?
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me something to separate your candidate from all of the other run-of-the-mill libertarian candidates.
And we did
out
that
there.
With Michael Bednarik when he was making, what was it, the state run? What was it?
Yeah, he ran for Texas, or no, he ran for U.S. House in Texas.
U.S. House in Texas because he signed a contract. He put a contract out there that basically said, voters, you can hold me to this. I will not grow the size of government. And actually, you know, it was... You could have taken them to court on this contract.
Yeah, but now that's kind of old news, so if everybody else does that, that's not going to get you on the show.
Well, I think what it comes down to is if he is against the war, which sounds great, and mm-hmm. I know Ron has a lot of confidence in him, what does he plan on doing about it should he ever get elected as a U.S. Senate? You know, that's
what can a senator do? Vote against the war when they have the opportunity, I guess.
Yeah, and... aside from his immigration position, which I sure. sounds Pat Buchanan-ish, I'm not exactly a fan of it. And I love his position on education for the most part. He wants the federal government out of education, but the only part about it that I disagree with him on is school vouchers. He seems to be in favor of that. But I think, he sounds okay.
Why are you even looking at it?
The kind of fire that Ron Paul would have.
But you're in Michigan, Todd. I mean, why are you in Michigan even caring about what's going on in New Jersey? Are you considering sending him money or something?
I was just, kind of curious. That I really care, but...
Because I was going to say, if you feel like donating money to a political campaign, I mean, I'd put my money where the Free Staters are here in New Hampshire. It's going to go a lot longer of a way. The corruption isn't as bad. I mean, New Jersey is one of the most corrupt states to do anything in. And so, I mean, I'm just saying, if you've got money to spend, consider spending it here with some of the candidates that are running.
Even local candidates,
Well, Todd's going to move to. He's a Free State Project member.
Right. But I'm saying, even the local candidates on the state level.
Yeah.
It seems to me that
bang for the buck.
Making New Hampshire, getting New Hampshire to secede from the United States makes a hell of a lot more sense than trying to fix the government in Washington.
There's no doubt about it. Tom, thanks for the call tonight, as always.
Yep.
800-259-9231. That number allows you to take control of the airwaves. Going to the email box, this one is a little bizarre. So, Mark, I want to hear what you have to say to it. It's from a guy named Kufra. He says, Ian, I was arguing with my friend about the free market, and I told him that the initiation of force is always wrong in all cases, no exceptions. He agreed with me in principle, but he brought up the issue of laws of physics, that is, F equals MA, force equals mass times acceleration, action equals existence times change. He says that it's not immoral to initiate force because force is merely the combination of existence and meaningful change to achieve action. An existence without meaningful change and therefore without force would be meaningless. What do you think I should say to him?
Okay, he's applying the physics term force to the what in real world, you know, what we use the terminology force to in fact mean violence against another human being.
Or threat thereof.
Right. That is not... That's not force in the physics sense.
Right.
And also, you have to, you know, is there a physics formula for the, you know, for the golden rule? I guess what you should do is, if he says the formula to him, is punch him right in his frickin' mouth. There's some force for you, Buster.
Hey, I was just trying to create meaningful change.
Right. I was trying to change your teeth out of your face. How do you like it? There's right. force for you.
Yeah,
no, it's force and violence. Yes, force. We use the terminology force to mean government force, which is violence. You know, one human being. Government force is the cloak of legitimacy over one human being using force on another human being. And
force that is going to harm.
Actually, a better term, which we don't use properly, is aggression.
Yeah, that's true.
Aggression means that, you know...
Aggress against.
If you punch me in the mouth, I can punch you back. We've both used force. You, on the other hand, aggressed me.
Right.
So
I am the aggressor.
Tell him, I've decided to change the terminology for you.
Mm-hmm.
I see that force hangs you up, and, you know, you're big into physics. I got it.
There's no mathematical formula for aggression.
Aggression.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a good one, Mark. 800-259-9231. Like I said, we never had that one before. That was a new one. You got a funny looking
bizarre.
1-800-259-9231. More coming up. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
This is George Winkers Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We only have a few moments remaining, just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. It's simple. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that we want you to help us get on more radio stations. That is, if you like what we're doing and you want to help spread Free Talk Live and thereby spread the message of liberty by proxy, you can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com and getting signed up for as little as $3 a month. Now, remember, all of the features on our website we give away up front. So this is above and beyond all that. This is if you really want to help us out. It makes a big difference for us because we get that money in and we turn it around into reaching out to radio stations. We buy half-page ads in Talkers Magazine, for instance. We go to the industry conventions. As I said, Julia and I will be attending the upcoming talk radio seminar in Washington, D.C. to schmooze it up with the bigwigs in talk radio. And, you know, it makes a big difference. It's kind of like a who's who of the radio business, and if you're seen, then people know who you are, and they know you're still out there. And of course, it seems to become less important as you've been in the business for longer, Mark. Like if you're brand new, it's important to be seen at these things. But if you've been in it for a while, then you don't tend to show up.
You don't see any of the big wigs there.
Well, Sean Hannity's there every year, but he's always like giving a speech or something.
Right. Well, they're giving speeches and that kind of thing, but they don't mingle much. You know, Good Day, Doug Steffen from Good Day with Doug Steffen, he's generally there and accessible, but Rush Limbaugh isn't in the crowd pressing flesh or anything like that. I mean, you know, the guys that are in, you know, around, they aren't there every year.
But these are some of the things we're doing with the AMP dollars that are coming in. You can learn some of the other things we're doing. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room and forum, and more AMP perks available just for you. We've released the Mark rendition of Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven over the weekend to our amplifier. So you get some nice little fun stuff like that from time to time. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the email box. Let's go to one from Mike. He emails and says, "Hey guys, I'm wondering what you think about monetary intervention in foreign affairs. I'm specifically thinking of the aid that we gave to the Mujahideen." By the way, I wasn't a part of that. Don't know about you. In Afghanistan during the Soviet occupation.
As far as I'm concerned, this was justified, even in hindsight, since these were really people willing to fight for their self-determination against hopeless odds. I remember hearing of tribesmen with flintlocks standing up to tanks. I'm not sure how consistent or unemotional I can be on this, but it seems like there are places where our intervention is justified. I think he means our when he means the U.S. government. Certainly not by our troops, however, nor for interests other than those of decency.
Well, he's on the very early stages of the slippery slope. I mean, if you can commit the taxpayers' money, all of our collective money, to supporting people like the Mujahideen, then why in the world can't you commit the military? It's just an issue of degrees.
That's a good point.
The fact is, those taxes are collected by force and the threat of force, the threat of aggression from by the United States government. They're stealing. Okay, so you have stolen funds there. Now, I'll give you that there might be some legitimate uses for those funds. But
there's never a legitimate excuse for stealing.
Well, I understand what you're saying. But one of those legitimate uses is not us deciding that the Mujahideen is a good, even if it was democratically decided, it's not a good use of the money. Sorry. The United States government, I feel like its sole role should be to arbitrate any disputes between states on civil rights issues, on issues, and to protect our borders from enemies that might be invading us.
You know, the fact is, when it comes to foreign aid, most of the money that gets sent over there, most of these government, these taxpayer dollars that get sent to various different governments around the world, you have to remember that this money is going usually to governments, if not going to warlords or madmen. I mean, they're not taking this money and turning it into a food drop and giving it to a bunch of poor, starving children. They're giving it to governments, and the intention in many cases is, okay, we're going to give you this money, and you're supposed to give it to poor, starving children. But then they give it to the governments, and they buy BMWs with it or whatever it is that they do. So the money itself isn't really going – it's not really being used in a way that that helps humanity in any way, shape, or form. And besides, that's after the fact that it's already been stolen from you, which is really the most objectionable thing.
I was in New York City, and I think – I can't remember which time it was, but sometime within the last decade, I was in New York City, and I've been there several times. And I happened to be going by the UN, and – I saw the BMW 7 Series all in black with tinted windows, probably bulletproof glass and the whole deal for the Angola, for the diplomat from Angola. How many people are starving to death in Angola, and the diplomat is driving around a 7 Series that was, I believe, illegally parked in New York City? God, it's so disgusting. And you know how they afforded that 7 Series? From the money that we gave them.
Well, I didn't give it to them.
Well, the United States government, and it was your money.
So, yeah. So foreign aid, bad idea, because inevitably not everyone is going to agree on it. I mean, some people could make the argument, oh, yeah, those Mujahideen, they're doing great things. But what if there are people in America that are on the other side of the conflict? And especially if you go to the Israel situation with the Middle East, there are people in this country on all sides.
Absolutely
in the Middle
on
East.
All sides.
Why would you – I mean, it is in no way right for you to say – well, if you don't like these countries, too bad. We're taking your money anyway, and we're going to give it to the people that you hate.
Ludicrous.
I mean, that is totally anti-American and totally anti-freedom. The only pro-freedom position is to allow Americans to keep the money that they earn, and then if you decide personally that you want to help some movement out around the world, then you can dig into your pocket and your bank account and cut a check for as much money as you've got in your bank account if you really are so interested in what's going on with world politics or world affairs or world wars.
That's what I did when I believed in Ron Paul. I didn't expect to go out there and vote democratically and take your money from you to support Ron Paul. I sent a check. And that's what a person who believes in freedom does. Now, I'm not trying to scold this email right here. I understand where he's coming from, and I kind of get it.
Well, it's sort of the siren song of government, right? The idea that there's this possibility to do good. If we could just put the right people in and have them send the money to the right places, then finally this government will do good. But it doesn't work that way, my friends. Because even if you have the perfect plan as far as how to make the government work and make the government do what you want it to do to help whoever you want it to help, your plan will never be implemented. Because, first of all, you aren't in power. And odds are pretty much against you ever getting into power and ever having enough influence to get your plan passed through. But even if you could, and this is, by the way, borrowed from Harry Brown's excellent book, Why Government Doesn't Work. I highly recommend that. But even if you could get your program implemented in the perfect way that you imagined it, the way you originally envisioned it, that you managed to get it through Congress without having it being modified by the other 435 people or whatever in there that are going to want to change it and add things and adjust it in order to get their vote. You know how that is. They log roll. They back scratch. So even if you could get it passed through without any modification, then you won't be the one in charge of implementing it. Because you'll have been the representative that got it passed. Then it goes to the bureaucrats. Then it gets handed off to some government bureaucracy. And it's then the responsibility of bureaucrats, federal bureaucrats, to administrate that program. You think they're going to follow all your rules and they're going to do everything exactly by the book?
They sure haven't. You know, there's no evidence that that anyone's program has been followed in the way that it was supposed to. I mean, you know, just look at welfare. It's out there to help poor people, and I'm sure it has helped some poor people.
Sure.
I'm sure that people have used the money to get back on their feet and, you know, make a good, productive life. I'm positive that there's some success stories out there. There are also people that have lived on welfare for three generations.
Yep.
There are people that have had their productivity stifled, crippled. They don't even understand what it's like to work for themselves, to make money. And why? Because there's a government program out there called welfare.
Not to mention the bureaucrats themselves, which are, you know, siphoning off about 70% of the program's budget.
Right. And by the way, that's not people stealing the money, which there's plenty of those people out there. That's the bureaucrats get paid 70% of the money that gets designated for welfare.
That's the overhead.
That's the overhead. 70%. There's no charity out there that can operate with 70% overhead.
I wouldn't give money to them.
Nobody would. This isn't charity. It's not helping.
Right, and that's the other critical difference here, is that if you want to help some group around the world, if you were to take your dollars from your own pocket, choose a charitable organization to contribute those dollars to, those dollars will be better spent. The people that you want to help in whatever, you know, fill-in-the-blank country that you want to help, they will be helped more effectively if the money's coming directly from your pocket, going to a charity of your choice. If it's money that's being extracted from you by force, by the government, all put into some centralized bureaucracy and then having bureaucrats make decisions to send money to other bureaucrats, you're never going to end up helping the people that you originally intended to. So please, let go of this whole idea that centralizing things makes things more efficient and that the government can actually help people. It can't. All it does is hurt. We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.